Radio Krishna presents stories about Lord Krishna from the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust of Los Angeles, California. Derived from the Vedic scripture, the Srimad Bhagavatam, they were written in Sanskrit several thousand years ago by Srila Dwaipayan Vyasadeva and were translated into English by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and spiritual guide of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Your narrator is Amala Bhakta Das. And now today's episode entitled Baby Krishna Outwits Trinavarta. My name is Krishna, and I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord and Source of all creation. This story begins when I was a baby living in the village of Gokul, India, about 5,000 years ago. On my first birthday, my foster parents, Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, arranged for a nice ceremony. All the cowherd men and women were invited to participate, and they arrived in jubilation. A nice band played, and people assembled enjoyed it. All the learned Brahmins were invited, and they chanted Vedic hymns for my good fortune. During the chanting of the Vedic hymns and playing of the bands, I was bathed by Mother Yashoda. This bathing ceremony is technically called Abhishek, and even today it is observed in all the temples of Vrindavan as Janmashtami Day. On this occasion, Mother Yashoda arranged to distribute a large quantity of grains, and first-class cows decorated with golden ornaments were made ready to be given in charity to the learned, respectable Brahmins. Yashoda took her bath and dressed herself nicely, and taking me, duly dressed and bathed, on her lap, she sat down to hear the Vedic hymns chanted by the Brahmins. While listening to the chanting of the Vedic hymns, I appeared to be falling asleep. Therefore, Mother Yashoda very silently laid me down on the bed. Being engaged in receiving all the friends, relatives, and residents of Vrindavan on that holy occasion, she forgot to feed me milk. I was crying, being hungry, but Mother Yashoda could not hear me because of the various noises. I, however, became angry because I was hungry and my mother was not paying attention to me. So I lifted my legs and began to kick my feet just like an ordinary child. I had been placed underneath a hand-driven cart, and while I was kicking my legs, I accidentally touched the wheel of the cart and it collapsed. Various kinds of utensils and brass and metal dishes had been piled up in the hand cart, and they all fell down with a great noise. The wheel of the cart separated from the axle, and the spokes of the wheel were all broken and scattered hither and thither. Mother Yashoda and all the gopis, as well as Maharaj Nanda and the cowherd men, were astonished as to how the cart could have collapsed by itself. All the men and women who were assembled for the holy function, they crowded around and began to suggest how the cart might have collapsed. No one could ascertain the cause, but some small children who were entrusted to play with me informed the crowd that it was due to my striking my feet against the wheel. They assured the crowd that they had seen how it had happened with their own eyes, and they strongly asserted the point. Some were listening to the statement of the small children, but others said,
"How can you believe the statements of these children?"
The cowherd men and women could not understand that I, the all-powerful personality of Godhead, was lying there as a baby, and that I could do anything. Both the possible and impossible were in my power. While the discussion was going on, I cried. Without remonstration, Mother Yashoda picked me up on her lap and called the learned Brahmins to chant holy Vedic hymns to counteract evil spirits. At the same time, she allowed me to suck her breast. If a child sucks its mother's breast nicely, it is to be understood that he is out of all danger. After this, all the stronger cowherd men put the broken cart in order, and all the scattered things were set up nicely as before. The Brahmins thereafter began to offer oblations to the sacrificial fire with yogurt, butter, kusha grass, and water. They worshiped the Supreme Personality of Godhead for my good fortune. The Brahmins who were present at that time were all qualified because they were not envious. They never indulged in untruthfulness. They were never proud. They were nonviolent. And they never claimed any false prestige. They were all bona fide Brahmins, and there was no reason to think that their blessing would be useless. With firm faith in them, Nanda Maharaj took me on his lap and bathed me with water mixed with various herbs, while the Brahmins chanted hymns from the Rig, Yajur, and Sama Vedas. As the Brahmins chanted the Vedic hymns and performed the ritualistic ceremonies for the second time, Nanda Maharaj again gave huge quantities of grains and many cows to them. All the cows, which were given in charity, were covered with nice gold-embroidered garments, and their horns were bedecked with golden rings. The hooves were covered with silver plate, and they wore garlands of flowers. He gave so many cows just for my welfare, and the Brahmins in return bestowed their heartfelt blessings. And the blessings offered by the able Brahmins could not be baffled. One day, shortly after the ceremony, when Mother Yashoda was patting me on her lap, I felt too heavy, and being unable to carry me, she unwillingly placed me on the ground. After a while, she became engaged in household affairs. At that time, one of the servants of Kamsa, known as Trinavarta, as instructed by Kamsa, appeared there in the shape of a whirlwind. He picked me up on his shoulders and raised a great dust storm all over Vrindavan. Because of this, everyone's eyes became covered within a few moments, and the whole area of Vrindavan became densely dark so that no one could see himself or anyone else. During this great catastrophe, Mother Yashoda could not see me, who was taken away by the whirlwind, and she began to cry very piteously.
Oh, Krishna!
She she fell down on the ground exactly like a cow who has just lost her calf. When Mother Yashoda was so piteously crying, all the cowherd women immediately came and began to look for me, but they were disappointed and could not find me. The Trinavarta demon, who took me on his shoulder, went high in the sky, but I assumed such a weight that suddenly he could not go any further and he had to stop his whirlwind activities. I made myself heavy and began to weigh down the demon. I then caught hold of his neck. Trinavarta felt me to be as heavy as a big mountain, and he tried to get out of my clutches, but he was unable to do so, and his eyes, they popped out from their sockets. Crying very fiercely, he fell down to the ground of Vrindavan and died. The demon fell exactly like Tripurasura, who is pierced by the arrow of Lord Shiva. He hit the stone ground, and his limbs were smashed. His body became visible to all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When the gopis saw the demon killed and me happily playing on his body, they immediately picked me up with great affection. The cowherd men and women became very joyous to see me. At that time, they began to talk about how wonderful it was that the demon took me away to devour me, but could not do so. Instead, he fell down dead. One of them supported the situation in this way.
This is proper because those who are too sinful die from their sinful reactions. And child Krishna, he is pious. Therefore, he is saved from all kinds of fearful situations. And we too must have performed great sacrifices in our previous lives, worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, giving great wealth and charity, and acting philanthropically for the general welfare of men. Because of such pious activities, the child is saved from all danger.
After observing such wonderful happenings, Nanda Maharaj began to think of the words of Vasudev again and again, namely, that I would encounter many dangers. After this incident, when Yashoda once was nursing me and patting me with great affection, there streamed a profuse supply of milk from her breast. And when she opened my mouth with her fingers, she suddenly saw the universal manifestation within my mouth. She saw within my mouth the whole sky, including the luminaries, stars in all directions, the sun, moon, fire, air, seas, islands, mountains, rivers, forests, and all other movable and immovable entities. When Mother Yashoda saw this, her heart began to throb, and she murmured within herself, "How wonderful this is!" She could not express anything, but simply closed her eyes. She was absorbed in wonderful thoughts. My showing the universal form of myself, even when lying down on the lap of my mother, proves that I, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, am always the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whether I am manifested as a child on the lap of my mother or as a charioteer on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. The concoction of the impersonalists that one can become God by meditation or by some artificial material activities is false. God is always God in any condition or status. And the spiritual souls are always the parts and parcels of me. They can never be equal to my inconceivable supernatural power. This story was entitled Baby Krishna Outwits Trinavarta and was presented by Radio Krishna and produced by Krishna Productions at the KHQN Studios in Los Angeles, California. It was derived from the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, written by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder and spiritual guide of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust in Los Angeles, California. The musical selections and engineering were under the direction of Vaibhavi Devidasi, and the story adaptation for radio and voice characterizations were done by your narrator, Amala Bhaktadas.